Today is National Slow Down Day. You heard there on the news, 50 people caught in the first 2 hours across the country for speeding across the country. This is all coming at a time when the schools are back in full, all coming at a time when we're seeing a very unfortunate spike in road deaths. And we saw another accident, another issue, an incident on our Kerry roads this weekend, which cost a life. With me in our studio in Tralee to talk about the overall picture of where we're at and where we need to go, I suppose, is Inspector with Kerry Gardaí, Gary O'Carroll, who oversees roads policing in the county. Inspector O'Carroll, good morning to you and thanks for coming into us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jerry.
Listen, what's your overall take? And I suppose it's to the forefront of everyone's minds. It's to the forefront of the headlines because of the desperate tragedies we've had over the last couple of weekends in this country. What's your overall talk of where we are now on road safety in the country?
Well, Jerry, if you look at the figures nationally, 127 people dead to date this year on our roads. That's a 25% increase on last year, which obviously is a massive worry to all of us. There was significant work done since 2005, where the figure was at around 400 deaths. So we don't want to slip back into that type of territory where we have rising figures. And I suppose there's an onus on, certainly on Garda Síochána and all members of the public to take the necessary steps to try and reduce this. The government road safety strategy to reduce the numbers of deaths and serious injuries on roads by 50% in the next 10 years. I do believe that's attainable, but there is a lot of work to do.
There is work to do. And why has it gone wrong, do you think? Or is this like, you can get caught away with one period, one bad period. You have to look at the year in totality. But is it that people are just, you know, particularly with regards to speeding, that they're just too heavy on the pedal?
Yeah, Jerry, there's a core of offences that do lead to fatalities and serious injuries. They're speed, being on your mobile phone, not wearing a seatbelt, and driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol. I certainly, in this county, have gone to a number of fatal accidents where if people had been wearing their seatbelt, they'd still be with us today. And also, if they hadn't been on their mobile phones, they'd still be with us. So they are the main contributors to fatalities. If you look at this county for this year alone, my members have given out approximately 1,800 speeding fines. 850 offences for being on mobile phones, and worryingly 220 FCPNs for not wearing your seatbelt. And the most staggering figure of all is 227 arrests for driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol, which are very concerning figures to us.
227 arrests for drugs and alcohol under the influence while driving.
Correct, Jerry. It's nearly one a day in the county of Kerry. My members are very proactive in that regard.
Okay, and 250 for not wearing seatbelts?
Approximately 220, sorry, 220.
220. Yeah. Does that speak to a regression? Because there would have, maybe this is anecdotal, but it would have been, there was a lot of work done in this country to try and get people to seatbelts. When I was a child in a car, nobody wore a seatbelt. It was just there for decoration purposes. But there's been a huge increase in wearing it. But are we slipping backwards on that one?
Unfortunately, we are with figures like that, and it does sharpen the focus if you get a fine of €160 and 3 penalty points.
Yeah. Mobile phone usage, 850, that is a lot. That is a big problem, isn't it?
It is, Jerry, and I can guarantee you most of your listeners who drive around any towns or villages see people on their mobile phones.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose the answer to that then, or is the answer education, Gary, or is it enforcement, or is it a combination of the two?
I would say a combination of the two, but certainly enforcement has to play its part. You have to have a fear, I suppose, of being caught on the phone and getting the fine, maybe again to sharpen the focus.
Yeah, yeah, and get people doing what they need to be doing and paying attention to the rules of the road and paying attention to, I suppose, not speeding and paying attention to not using your phone, just putting it away while you're driving. Will enforcement increase, do you think, or do you have the resources needed to try and make sure that people do have that fear, Gary?
Well, we're committed to it, Jerry. I know my chief superintendent here has afforded me 3 extra members at the start of the year, which has made a big difference to me. My unit are also tasked with investigating fatal road traffic collisions, which can take considerable amount of time.
And resources
as well, but that's part and parcel of the job we're in. But certainly all uniform members of the Gardaí here in Kerry are tasked with the detections of the lifesaver offences, speed, mobile phone, seatbelts and driving under the influence.
Yeah, and this is separate to the speed van network that's across the country.
Yes, Gerry. Speed van would have given approximately 1,000 FCPNs to date this year, which again is a large number.
So that's between them and what you've been doing, 2,800 speeding fines handed out in Kerry?
Approximately, Gerry, yes.
So far this year?
Yes.
Okay, and does that tell a story that people are still driving too fast?
Unfortunately so. I've seen prosecutions come across my desks where people have been stopped driving 200 kilometres plus on the roads, where they would be prosecuted for dangerous driving at levels like that.
Yeah, yeah, which is an extra hit rather than just a fine. You're going to be getting in more trouble if you're driving that fast.
Oh yeah, court and potential disqualification.
Okay, can I ask you, do they work? Do the vans, do your speeding fines, does it provide a deterrent? Is it an important part? Because there are some, and some people are saying it's the condition of the roads that we're on and that the speed vans are unfair on people, catching people in a 50 kilometre zone. From your point of view as someone involved in this day to day, do they help save lives?
They do, Gerry, because speed limits are on these roads for a reason. And if everyone obeys the speed limit, I believe we'll have much less collision and potential fatal accidents.
Yeah, I heard a statistic this morning that a 5% reduction in speed would lead to a 30% reduction in fatalities and injuries on our roads.
That's correct, Gerry. And collisions occur in split seconds. And like I said, if you're travelling at a reasonable speed, you'll be able to react to what occurs in front of you. Whereas if you're speeding or under the influence, you've no hope. You've delayed reaction and you're not able to deal with the situations as they present themselves.
Yeah. You're always going to get a worse outcome if you put yourself in that situation. Not enough time to react.
That's correct, yeah.
Gary, what toll does it take on your members to visit these sort of scenes?
I suppose it's easy to say it's part and parcel of the job, Gerry, but I found them very dedicated members and the response at any serious incident like this is second to none. Obviously, it takes a personal toll seeing the tragedy and the devastation, but my members are always step up to the mark and do their job very diligently.
As well as they can, but it is very difficult. Does that inform, I suppose, the work which you do then on the policing unit, the roads unit, to try and ensure that fewer people end up in those situations?
Yeah, you have to be dedicated to be in the unit first and foremost, because you're out there every day, you're stopping vehicles, you're issuing fines. It's not an easy job. The majority of people you meet are decent law-abiding citizens.
Yeah.
But obviously they're caught for speeding or on their mobile phone or wearing their seatbelt and the member has to issue the ticket. So yeah, it can be a difficult job, but it's about enforcement. Accidents can happen to any person at any place at any time.
Yeah. And look, whatever the outcome, it's not your job to decide what the penalties are, Gary, but whatever the outcome is now from the government, and it wasn't in response to just what's happened over the last few weekends, but there are increased penalty points proposed under a plan going to government. And a number of issues, perhaps maybe that speed limits may be changed in urban areas to lower them down. So whatever those are, you will be out enforcing those rules as they come true.
Yeah, for sure, Gerry. And anything that helps reduce the number of road deaths, I will fully support, as will An Garda Síochána.
Okay. Would you finally have any final message to the drivers of Kerry this morning?
I suppose just as we come into the darker months, Gerry, I was just listening to a number of your callers there and they hit the nail on the head. People out walking need to have their high-vis on and their torches, people out cycling. Drivers need to be able to see the people that are on our roads. If people are wearing dark clothes, which I see every evening, and it's very frustrating, it can lead to potential for a driver not seeing you and unfortunately hitting you with their car. So look, I just send a message out to the people of Kerry when they're out on the roads to take care, drive within the limits, and please be aware of what your surroundings, and don't ever take that chance. Again, I heard one of your callers say that people take a chance maybe when pulling out or different things. I would advise only when you're sure it's safe to do so, because that chance can cause serious injury and accident.
Yeah, and look, we are heading into, unfortunately, colder, darker, wetter weather. Just have your car winter ready.
That's for sure. Just before I finish there, I'd like to just put out an appeal in respect to the fatal road traffic collision that occurred yesterday in the Cremorne Killarglen Road, that if anyone was in that area between 8:20 a.m. and 9 a.m. yesterday morning and saw anything that may be of assistance to An Garda Síochána and the investigation, they might contact Clarny Garda Station, please, on 064-667-1160. Yeah. Their help would be much appreciated.
Yeah, much needed and much appreciated. And thanks, Gary, for talking to us this morning and outlining the work that you're doing on the roads. That's Inspector Gary O'Carroll oversees roads policing in Kerry, talking about the issues, spelling out the fines, speeding a massive problem, mobile phone usage while driving a massive problem, and an increasing problem, seatbelt, non-wearing of seatbelts, an increasing problem in this county as well. That's for the first, 9 months of the year, first 8 months of the year. Those are the figures. 2,800 speeding fines issued in Kerry, and that shows that people are just driving too fast.